From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A huge gay rights march gets underway this hour here in the nation's capital. Organizers say they're expecting tens of thousands of people to demonstrate for equal legal protections for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. Many may be bolstered by President Obama's pledge during a speech last night to ban openly gay people from serving in the military. One of the deadliest paramilitary groups in the Northern Ireland conflict is ending its violent campaign against British control. But the Irish National Liberation Army has not confirmed plans to fully disarm. The group was behind dozens of killings before a peace agreement was signed more than 10 years ago. The announcement coincides with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to Dublin and Belfast today. Earlier today in London, Clinton met with her British counterpart David Miliband. The agenda was wide-ranging, but as Larry Miller reports, there was a strong focus on Pakistan and the recent increase in extremist attacks there.
Foreign Secretary Miliband said Pakistanis are now facing what he termed a mortal threat from the insurgencies, but neither he nor Secretary of State Clinton were concerned extremists would get access to Pakistan's nuclear weapons. About the Afghan strategy, Clinton said this administration does not want to repeat the mistakes of the last.
We want to do it right. We obviously believe that the prior 8 years were not as effective or focused as they might have been.
Miliband said the key to success in Afghanistan will be a clear multi-pronged strategy.
That means a civilian and political strategy as well as a military strategy.
There was also a strong emphasis on the health of the U.S.-UK special relationship, but no mention of U.S. anger over the release of the Lockerbie bomber. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Pakistani commandos freed dozens of hostages captured by Taliban gunmen yesterday in Rawalpindi. However, several people were also killed in the siege. Three bombings have rocked the Iraqi city of Ramadi in a province that was once the center of the insurgency. 22 people are dead, more than 60 wounded. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
First, a car bomb exploded inside the parking lot of Ramadi's police station. Then a suicide bomber, possibly riding a motorcycle, rammed into the growing crowd of police and rescue workers. The third blast occurred shortly afterward outside of Ramadi's main hospital, killing guards who prevented the suicide car bomb from breaching the gate. Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, was a center of militant attacks against Americans and the Iraqi government. It was later the birthplace of the Awakening, when Sunni Arab tribes turned against Al-Qaeda. The U.S. military paid the tribal fighters, but that funding is now drying up as U.S. troops draw down. And some Anbar residents fear that violence may return, especially in advance of Iraq's national elections in January. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
This is NPR. U.S. military helicopters are en route with tons of food aid to storm-ravaged areas of the northern Philippines. The mountainous area has been isolated by mudslides and flooding, and supplies of food, gasoline, and coffins are dwindling. Back-to-back storms in the Philippines have killed hundreds of people. With a deadline rapidly approaching, California lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement on a plan to address the state's critical water shortage. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has vowed to veto hundreds of unrelated bills if a deal isn't reached soon. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has details.
A closed-door meeting Saturday that included Republican and Democrat lawmakers and the governor did not lead to an agreement. One leading Democrat indicated little progress was made. The parties plan to reconvene Sunday morning. Governor Schwarzenegger has said he'll veto 700 bills if a deal isn't concluded by midnight Sunday. California is crippled by a prolonged drought and court order to reduce pumping from the Delta region. Sarah Wolf, spokeswoman for a Fresno area water district, says the shortage has resulted in many farmers losing their line of credit.
They are not able to get financing to go into next year to work the ground, to buy the seed, to buy the fertilizer, all the things that it requires.
The Obama administration has called on federal agencies to do what they could to address California's water situation. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
An investigation is underway into a wildfire that blackened more than 11 square miles in Southern California. It was fully contained last night. The Sheep Fire destroyed at least five structures. Some residents had to be evacuated. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.